今天呢就父亲节，我们想是今天是讲一些向父亲讲说话。So today is Father's Day, and I want to talk this morning to the fathers. 如果你是儿女都是啱听的 and if you are a child or you have a father this morning or you want to be a father, we hope that you'll hear from the word of the Lord today also. 咁我相信呢就一般人会觉得母亲是比父亲伟大啲。I think most people think that mothers are more special and great than fathers, huh? 咁啊，通常咧就系妈妈咧就系母亲节就系个都系即系要爱锡妈妈。Usually for Mother's Day, you know, everyone just really wants to, you know, show their love to mom. 父亲节咧就叫爸爸就俾钱。And Father's Day, you just have our dad pay, you know. 因为爸爸多数系向外工作啊 ，because fathers are usually outside working, right? 所以系多数咧就会觉得即系爸爸咧就可能喺家庭里边咧就系俾妈咪负责爸爸喺出边。So most people think, you know, we let mom take care of the house and dad's outside. 但我想话你听，即系圣经教导我哋咧，父亲系重要嘅。But the Bible says that fathers are important. 我哋喺我哋嘅家庭里边，一个完整家庭，爸爸妈妈一样系咁重要。And for the family, we need fathers and mothers. 我觉得这个世界呢现在面对一个很大的危机。I think the world today is facing a major crisis. 是不是一个的能源的问题。It's not an energy crisis. 不是一个粮食短缺的问题。It's not the shortage of food crisis. 也都不是这个的环保的事情。And it's not about the environment.可能你又惊呢个核子战争 ，maybe you're afraid of a nuclear war。但系今日嘅最大嘅危机系乜嘢 ？The biggest crisis in the world today is 缺乏好有责任心嘅父亲。The world is lacking fathers who are willing to take responsibility and be father in the home today。所以我哋系有听到新闻咧，就好多父亲系虐待儿女。You hear on the news how so many fathers are abusing their children. 你会听到是怎样去不负责任的。And you hear how fathers don't take up the responsibility in the home. 但是今天神要我们做一个合神心意的父亲。But today God wants us to be a father who is pleasing to him. 在今天我们的信息我们要看彼得前书第一章。We're going to look again at chapter 1 of 1 Peter. 我们已经看过这些经文 And we've already been studying in these passages. 但今天我想看第三节、十四节和十七节。This morning I want to go back and look again at verse 3, 14, and 17. 在这三节经文我们想看父亲要学习天父的心。And what we're going to study from these passages is that fathers need to learn the father heart of God. 因为我们需要认识神的心才是做一个好的爸爸。We need to know the father heart of God so that we can be a good father. 这三个经文第三节、十四节和十七节。So we're going to be looking at verse 3, 14 and 17.第三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，藉耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 十四节。你们基作信明的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。 Verse 14, as obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust as in your ignorance. 17, 你们 既称那不偏待人, 按各人 行为, 审判人的主为父, 就当敬, 全敬畏的心, 到你们 在世寄居的日子。 And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear.
我们一起低头祈祷, let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你, 我们今天是父亲节, 我们可以学神你父亲的心意, 求主耶稣帮我们今天可以明白你今天跟我们讲的话语, 我们将以下的时间交上, 奉耶稣名求, Amen.
我们看到这个经文的时候，三个经文鼓励我们，因为我们的天父是父亲。 These verses encourage us this morning because our heavenly, God in heaven is our Father.
我们看到第三节说，神是重生了我们。
And in verse 3 it says that we are begotten from the Father.
即是说我们是加入到神的大家庭。
That means that we're joined into God's big family.
我们之前已经解释过什么叫重生。
And previously we explained what it means to be born again.
但是我们重生就是我们可以以前原本属于神的家庭，现在属于的。
And so before we were not a part of God's family, now we are a part of God's family.
神现在成为我们的父亲,
and God is now our heavenly Father.
所以我们以前就是不属于这个家庭，现在我们是神的儿女。
And before we were not part of his family, now we are children of God.
这个就是看得到神真的挺爱锡你的。他不需要你加入他的家庭，但是他爱你、锡你、叫你加入。
So that just shows how much God really loves you and cares for you. He didn't have to bring you into his family, but he loves you so much he brought you into his family.
那有些人我们看到这个，看到神是我们的父亲，觉得很难接受。
Some people look at this and they say it's so hard to accept that God is our Father.
因为他觉得他地上的父亲，肉身的父亲是很恶。
Because we think, you know, maybe my father here on earth, my physical father is so mean and evil, and I think, oh, my father, then God in heaven's evil too? He's mean?
And
sometimes we think, if my physical father, if he's abused me and hurt me, is my heavenly father going to abuse me and hurt me too?
或者我们会有这种难题的，我们是很难去明白一个爱我们的父亲。
So often it's a difficulty for some of us that we feel that God, how can God be a loving father?
但我想告诉你，我们天上的爸爸不是像我们地上的爸爸。
I want to tell you, our God in heaven is different from our physical fathers.
天上的父亲是爱你、锡你。
Your Father in heaven loves you and cares for you.
你天上的父亲是要牺牲耶稣基督他的独生儿子是为你。
And your Father in heaven has sacrificed his only Son, Jesus Christ, for you.
他为你愿意摆上一切。
And he's given up everything for you.
那有些人的爸爸就很好的。
Some people have a very loving father.
他们会觉得，如果天上的爸爸好像我爸爸一样那么好，就正。
And they think, well, if my heavenly father is like my earthly father, that's awesome.
我想告诉你，无论你的爸爸多好都好，天上的爸爸比他更好。
I just want to tell you, no matter how good your father is today, your heavenly father is better.
我们香港有个侄女呢, 他圣诞前呢，他爸爸系过咗身。
We have a niece in Hong Kong, and just before Christmas, her father passed away.
咁啊，佢好锡佢爸爸，佢爸爸系好好，好爱佢。
And she loved her father so much, and she had a very good father, a great father. And
所以佢喺呢几个月都系喺个挣扎，即系佢仲系好悲哀嘅，冇咗爸爸。
And so this last couple months, she's still mourning and grieving over the loss of her father.
佢早兩個禮拜，上個禮拜喺 Facebook 佢寫住過到去買父親節禮物，今年我冇得買父親節禮物，哎呀
And just last week she said on Facebook something like, you know, everyone's going and buying Father's Day gifts and all that, and I don't have a father anymore to buy a gift for.
佢係掛住爸爸。
She's caring for her father.
我話你聽，我哋天上嘅爸爸唔同。
Our Heavenly Father is different.
因為天上的爸爸永遠不會撇低你，不會遠離你，不會是跟你分開。
Because your Heavenly Father will never leave you, will never forsake you, will never leave you alone as an orphan.
天上的爸爸是愛你、錫你。
Our Heavenly Father loves you so much.
我想我們看得到呢，神呢就是24小時每一日都是陪著你。
I want you to know that your Heavenly Father will be with you 24/7, always there to watch over you.
你看到這個17節，他說神是不偏待人。
In verse 17 here it says that God is without partiality.
神是不偏心。
God doesn't play favorites.
我们做父母呢，特别做父亲，我们要学神的心。
As fathers, we need to learn the heart of God.
神不会偏心，他所有的儿女是一样爱他。
God is not playing favorites. He loves all of his children the same.
他一视同仁。
He doesn't make a difference.
要富养。嗱，我有四个仔女，个好感恩咧。我个二女就星期四翻咗嚟。
I have four children, and praise God, my second eldest, my daughter, came back on Thursday night.
咁我大仔就系同一日就由北京飞去芝加哥。
And at the same time that she arrived in Hong Kong, my oldest son flew from Beijing to Chicago.
跟住，因為佢廿幾個同學係揸中國護照，佢係兩個鐘頭先過到美國境嘅，就接唔到佢接班機，就要滯留喺芝加哥一日。
Because the 20-some students with him from Beijing spent 2 hours to go through immigration, they missed their connecting flight and had to spend an extra day in Chicago.
咁啊，即係我覺得咧，四個仔女咧就係、是。每一个不同性格，有不同的优点、长处、短处。
And my four children, each of them have their individual personality. They each have their good points, their bad points.
我哋作为父母呢，身为父母呢，就有时要好小心，唔好偏心。
And as parents, it's often a challenge that we don't play favorites.
因为神不会偏心对我们，
because God is not playing favorites with us.
有些人呢，重男轻女，生个仔哇开心，生个女
You know, so many, you know, we think, well, I like boys better than girls. You know, if I have a son, oh yeah, get a girl. I don't want a girl.
Yeah. 有时呢，我们就爸爸就好想仔咧接佢嘅事业嘅，生两个仔，一个仔咧就好有爸爸嘅心，我要做你嘅接班人；另一个仔就完全冇个心。你话爸爸中意边个
？And so often as fathers, you know, we want our children to follow in our footsteps and you know take on the family business. You know, you have two sons and one's got that heart. I'm going to take on the business for you, Dad. And the other guy has no heart. Who does the father love more?
或者是爸爸是很喜欢运动的，两个仔，一个运动员，第二个音乐家，爸爸喜欢谁？
And you know your father is a great athlete and he loves sports, you know, and he's got two sons and one's an athlete and the other one just likes music, you know, who's the father going to love more?
神是爱我们一样的， God loves us all the same.我哋身为爸爸呢，我挑战你唔好偏心嘅，唔好因为咁样就爱你嘅仔或者唔爱呢个嘅。神系要我哋做父母去学习点样系一样爱锡佢嘅。
God wants us to learn as fathers how to love our children equally, no matter what they're like. Pete was playing a joke, you know, saying he's white and Alphan because he just came back from a holiday in Thailand. You know, he got a tan and now he's dark, you know. But in fact, God loves us. He loves black people, black people, white people, white people. He loves you the same. You know, God loves you whether you're black, white, red, or yellow, or brown, whatever color. God loves you the same. Son, we pin some. Son, we are why ne hey, yao lang zai di, ho yang di zao oi ne. God doesn't love you more if you're beautiful or handsome. 就兩個禮拜前, Nick 嗰個報道會俾我一個好強嘅信息嘅。 Just 2 weeks ago, the Nick's crusade gave me one very strong message. 你睇到佢冇手冇腳，但神愛唔愛佢啊？ He doesn't have hands or legs, but does God love him? 神唔會因為我哋有缺陷或者冇缺陷就愛你多啲少啲。 God doesn't love you more or less if you have a handicap or if you don't have a handicap. 神係一善同仁。 God loves us all the same, equally. 我哋作為父親要學天父嘅心。 Those of us who are fathers today, you need to learn the heart of God and love your children the same no matter what. 有時最難被仔或者女的壓力呢，就是很希望我的兒子是這樣，將他放在一個盒裡面，希望他長大成人是這樣的。 One of the hardest things for, you know, for children to take is when our fathers say, I want my son to be like this. And we put him in this mold and want him to shape him in that mold. 根据他长大的时候是另一个样，一路长期的压力，很辛苦的。 And then as our children grow up and they're in a different mold than what we wanted them to be in. Isn't that so hard? 爸爸觉得好。 哎呀，死！點解我仔係咁？哎呀，點解咁？ And then the father, you know, just says, "Oh, why does my son turn out like that? Why is it like that?" No, 我哋要係接納佢。嗱，你睇到呢個第三節話神大憐憫。 In verse 3, it says that God has great mercy, right? 神係好憐憫我哋，因為神係好愛錫我哋。God loves us and has mercy and 天上的爸爸和我们地上的爸爸有这个分别。Our Heavenly Father has this difference from our earthly fathers. 天上的爸爸明白你。Your Heavenly Father understands you. 他有怜悯,他爱锡你。He has mercy and He loves you. 他明白你的。He understands what you're going through. 好多時仔女長大嘅時候呢，覺得爸爸媽媽唔明白我。So often as children, you know, we grow up and we think, my parents don't understand me. 有時到少年階段呢，即係會聽到啲少年人抌地發屁，你從來都唔明白我。So often, you know, teenagers, they just start getting a tum and they stamp their feet and they complain, you never understood me. 你唔知我想要啲乜? You don't know what I want in life. 你有没有这个感觉? Have you ever had those feelings? 叫代沟, they call it generation gap. 仔女觉得父母是落后、老土、不合适、不明白我们现在这个年代的人。 You know, and so the children, you know, they think that you're outdated, you're old-fashioned, you don't understand what's going on in the world today. 神明明啊? Does God understand? 神知不知你做的什么事? 神知不知你有什么需要? Does God know what you're going through? Does God know what you need? 神是明白。神知道你的经历。 God understands your experiences. 神是了解你多过你自己了解自己。 God understands you more than you understand yourself. 我们天上的爸爸是很明白我们的。 Our Father in Heaven understands us and knows us so well.
最奇妙呢，我哋天上嘅爸爸明白，我哋做错事，我哋软弱，我哋会失败。
One of the most amazing things is that Father in heaven, he knows that, you know, when you're weak, when you mess up, when you make mistakes,
但是他知道你是软弱，他知道你有困难，他一样爱你。
But even though he knows that you're having these problems, you're having these difficulties, you're weak, he still loves you.
你知不知道神一样爱你，他大有怜悯啊。
He loves you so much, he's a God of mercy. Great mercy.
我们不停犯罪，神是不停爱我们，宽恕我们。
We constantly commit sin, and God constantly has to continue to forgive us. Right?
一次又一次，一次又一次。
We mess up time and time after again, and that the Lord has to keep coming and forgiving us.
我们做地上的父亲，你要祈祷，求神给你智慧，爱你的子女。
As fathers here today, we need to pray and ask God for wisdom that we can learn how to love our children.
求神给我们明白我们的子女。
Ask God to give us the understanding so we can understand our children.
可能我们需要谦卑一点，听他讲嘢。
Maybe we need to be more humble and learn to listen to them.
可能我们需要花多啲时间同他一起了解他喜欢啲乜嘢，明白他面对嘅压力。
Maybe we need to spend more time with our children so that we can understand what they're going through and see the pressures that they're facing.
你睇神呢是宽恕我们的。第三节讲得很清楚，神派耶稣基督来为我们死，为我们复活。
God is willing to forgive us. You look in verse 3 again, it says so clearly that Jesus came to die for you on the cross.
神是要宽恕我们，神是愿意在我们困难的时候是宽恕赦免我们的罪。
And when we mess up, when we get into trouble, God comes and forgives us. He's willing to forgive us.
我们觉得我们地上的父亲呢，我们要学宽恕。
I think for us as fathers, we need to learn how to forgive.
是吗？因为子女会时时激死我们。
Because our children often cause us to go crazy, right?
子女有时会令到我们很猛。
Our children get us frustrated, right?
Yeah. Huh?
Sometimes we have to learn.
神是踏出一步呢，派耶稣为我们死。
God took the step out to send Jesus to forgive us.
所以我们做错的，神都是愿意包容宽恕。
Even though we made the mistake, he took the step to forgive us and to make it right.
宽恕同管教呢，我觉得有关系。
I think there's a relationship between forgiveness and correction, teaching.
我们身为父母，我们是想管教我们的子女，是吗？
As parents, we want to teach and correct our children, right?
我们希望他学好，不要学坏。
We want them to learn the right way. We don't want them to learn the wrong way.
但是有时因为我们看到子女做错事，我们管教呢，有时会过了火，过了线，是吗？
But often when we want to correct our children, sometimes we maybe go a little too extreme, right?
或者如果你好像我，有时不了解事情呢，就是闹了线，都不明白情况，跟着原来闹错了。
And if you're like me, maybe sometimes, you know, you yell at them first, and then after you yell at them, oh, I made a mistake, that's yelled at the wrong thing, you know.
有时我们管教呢，就是要学一个平衡的。And in
correcting our children, we need to have a balance. 是吗? 专家经常教呢, 如果你要罚你的子女, 不去生气的时候罚, 平静了个气先罚, 是吗? The experts always tell us, you know, if you're going to correct your children, don't do it when you're angry. Settle down first. 因为如果你发脾气罚他呢, 你会过了火。 Because if you're angry and you correct them, then you'll go to extreme, right? 专家都教我们呢, 如果你罚你的子女, 你要有个很清楚的界线, 告诉他, 打爱也, 是吧? 爱者打也, 不是打也爱者, 不知道怎么说, 1, 2, 3说, 打者爱也, yeah. And the Chinese say, you know, I love you, that's why I hit you. Yeah? Well, we say it too, right? This hurts me more than hurts you. 跟着他的子女说, 是啊, 是我痛的, 不是你痛的。 我们心痛, 他皮肉伤痛, 是吧? We hurt in the heart, they hurt in the body, right? 有很多人说不赞成体罚嘛, 但是圣经是赞成体罚的。 Some people don't believe in physical correction, but the Bible teaches physical correction. 所以我们要让他知道我们罚是因为爱他, 你看这两节经文呢, we need to teach them that we're correcting them because we love them. And look at these two verses from Proverbs. 箴言13章24节, Proverbs verse, chapter 13 verse 24. 不忍用杖打儿子的是恨护他, 疼爱儿子的却是管教。 He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly. 哇, 子女不喜欢听这句。 Children don't like to hear this, do they? 箴言19章18节, Proverbs 19 verse 18. 趁有子亡管教你的儿子, 你的心不可任他死亡。 Chasten your son while there is hope, and do not set your heart on his destruction. 那这两节经文和现代社会完全不同。 These two verses are very contrary to what the world is teaching us today. 但这个给我们看到天父的心, but this shows us the heart of God. 天父是要管教我们的,因为他爱我们。 Our Heavenly Father chastens us because He loves us. 神是想我们做他的乖的儿女,但有时我们不听话。 God wants us to be obedient children, but sometimes we don't listen to Him. 我们被神惩罚的时候都不好受。 And when we're chastened by God, it doesn't feel good, right? 有时神想你学一个功课,你学不到,跟着有些事发生,怎么办? When God wants you to learn a lesson and you don't learn it, then what happens? 有时遇到困难,逆境,经济困难,身体有病。 Sometimes God wants you to learn a lesson, so He'll let things happen. You get into difficulties, financial stress. Maybe you have physical ailment. Maybe there are different things that happen that don't seem to go as smoothly as they should. 跟着这些事发生的时候,你反省祈祷,原来我忘记了神,原来我在走自己的路,神要我回到祂身边。 And sometimes when we go through these things, you know, then we pray and we say, oh, I realize I turned away from God. I start drifting down my own path. I've got to come back to Jesus. Oh Lord, you showed me my wrong. 神是管教我们,因为祂爱我们。 And the Lord chastens us, corrects us because He loves us. 我们做父亲都是要这样对我们的子女。但是神是用爱心来管教, but God chastens us in love. 而且神永远是有宽恕, And God always has forgiveness. 專家教如果你罰你的兒女罰完之後要講清楚給他聽，我寬恕你，因為我罰過是過是完了，不要再計較，不要再記心裡面。 The experts teach us that after you've corrected your children, well, if you have to punish them, then you need to tell them, okay, now that the punishment is administered, then you're forgiven. The thing is done, it's finished, right?你不要標籤他，因為做過一次錯、第二次錯、第三次錯，跟住好多家長就係點樣？嘿，我個仔曳仔啊，我個仔唔聽話啦，成日都係咁啊！即係我哋心裏邊標籤咗佢，我哋唔寬恕佢，佢係曳，佢成為一個咁樣嘅性格，跟住佢真係曳俾你睇。So often because, you know, we don't forgive, then we start, you know, you hear parents all the time, they say, oh, my son's a naughty boy, oh, he doesn't listen, he's uncontrollable. Well, maybe he's that way because you've made him that way because you haven't forgiven him. And as he goes through one thing after another, you know, it just builds up and it builds up, and you've stigmatized him as a bad boy. What are you, 學寬恕? We need to learn how to forgive. 寬恕是過去的。Nobody's perfect. 沒人是完美。請問誰完美舉手? Who here is perfect? Please raise your hand. 我都不完美，我都很有瑕疵。你不信你問我仔女，他知道我是一個不好的父親。I've got lots of problems. If you don't believe me, ask anyone. I've got three children here. They can tell you I'm a terrible father. 我們沒人是完美的。但神是給時間我們慢慢改變。 None of us are perfect, but God gives us time to gradually change, right? 神是願意帶領我們一步一步來。 God lets us go step by step, you know, so that we transform. 我們做父母就要讓我們子女一步一步改變的。用愛心管教。 We need to teach them in love.嗱呢度我哋睇到咧，我哋父親有責任。I see that as parents we have responsibility, as fathers we have responsibility. 做個爸爸咧就唔需要特別訓練，你知唔知 ？You know it doesn't take any special training to become a father. 做媽咪咧就要九個月懷胎，跟住生 BB， 好似麗英上個星期生咗個 BB。又要開刀，或者痛，又要去醫院，跟住又要餵奶，翻到屋企又要坐月，又要換片，又要呢樣嗰樣嘅照顧仔。You know, mothers, you know, they have to carry the baby for 9 months, and they have to have the baby. You know, Lai Ying last week, she had a C-section, so then she's got a, you know, scar, and then she's got to be in the hospital, and she's got to feed the baby and change the diapers and take him home and all this stuff. 爸爸要做啲咩？What's dad got to do?洗手翻工 I'm going to work 瞓觉唔好搞我听日翻工 I'm going to work tomorrow you get up in the morning 做爸爸好似好简单有冇睇呢个广告啊系香港母亲抉择嘅广告 Have you seen this TV ad for Mother's Choice in Hong Kong 有个妈咪未婚妈妈少年轮在医院生 BB 记者来访问他很开心哇你生 BB 爸爸是谁 you know, she's in the hospital an unwed mother a teenage mother and she just had her child and the reporters come to interview her and they're so excited oh you had your baby where's the father 跟着镜头转去个落头有个少年人在打机 And the camera switches to this teenage guy, you know, this playing video games on his cell phone.
爸爸有没有责任?
As fathers, do we have a responsibility? 我告诉你,爸爸的责任重大过妈咪。所以 father's responsibility is bigger than the mother's responsibility. 你做爸爸或者准备做爸爸,你要负起你的责任。If you're a father, or you want to become a father, you need to take your responsibility as a man.
我们缺乏好的爸爸，好有负责任的爸爸。
The world is lacking in fathers that are willing to take the responsibility as a man.
我们要清楚知道神给我们什么责任。
We need to know clearly what is the responsibility that God has given us.
你知不知爸爸的责任是什么？
Do you know what the father's responsibility is?
少有的责任。
Your first responsibility as a Christian father.
你要教导你的儿女，带领你太太认识耶稣。
You need to teach your children and your wife, lead them to Christ and lead them in the ways of the Lord.
因为圣经讲明，基督是教会的头，丈夫是妻子的头，丈夫就是家庭的带领者。
The Bible teaches clearly that as Christ is the head of the church, the husband is the head of the wife, the husband is the head of the household, and he has the responsibility to lead the family in the way they go.
So, if you are a 基督徒的爸爸，你的责任要带领你的仔女认识耶稣。
So, as a Christian father, your first major responsibility is to lead your children in the ways of Christ.
都要带领你太太。这个不是说啊，叫她回教会算数，她回教会我做了我责任。
That doesn't mean just tell your children to go to church and leave it at that. That's not taking the responsibility.
你第一个责任呢，你自己要亲近神。你自己要认识主。
Your first, you need to come close to God. You need to follow Jesus.
你自己要睇圣经，要祈祷。
And you need to read the Bible and pray.
因为你要以身作则，你要做好榜样。
You need to be the example for your family to follow.
如果你自己唔亲近主，唔睇圣经，唔祈祷，你点叫你仔女祈祷？
And if you're not reading the Bible, if you're not following Christ and drawing close to Christ, how do you expect your children to follow?
你要先行，
you need to do it first.
因为你要亲近主，你会被耶稣改变。
And as you follow and grow closer to Christ, you will be changed.
跟着你要教导你的子女。
And then you need to teach your children.
箴言二十二章第六节
，In Proverbs verse 20, chapter 22 verse 6,
教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
Train up your child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
呢个就系爸爸嘅责任。
This is the father's responsibility.
好人话：我唔得闲，我翻工，我有好多嘢做，我俾太太做。
And so many fathers say, I don't have the time. I gotta go to work. Let the mom do it.
我唔同意。I don't agree. 应该系爸爸做嘅。
I think fathers should do it.
嗱，我啲小朋友细嘅时候呢，我唔系慢慢，但系几乎。每晚都会同佢祈祷。
When my children are young, not every night, but very often, almost every night, we would pray with them together.
我会读故事俾佢听，
I would read stories to them.
我太太都系同心，因为我哋一齐认识主。
My wife is, we're in the same heart because we're both Christians.
我太太每一日咧就系读圣经俾佢听，当佢准备翻学，朗诵圣经俾佢听。
My wife reads the Bible to them every morning as they're getting ready for school。
我太太亦督促佢四个仔女都要灵修嘅。
And my wife makes sure that all four of our children have their personal family devotions, their personal devotions with God every day.
好多时我的仔女会同我讨论一些圣经的问题，问我怎样。
Sometimes my children will come and ask me very complicated biblical problems, questions.
我发现到现在我仔两个大了，即是离开家，即是开始独立的时候，因为现在有 好多微信啦、Skype 啊，好多时都系讨论啲圣经问题同佢一齐。
And often as my two oldest ones are no longer at home, and with Skype and all these WeChat and all that stuff, so often the topic of our conversation is about biblical things.
继续系教导，唔系净系细嘅时候要继续一路长大。父亲，你要做一个带领者，带领你嘅家人认识耶稣。
Fathers, you need to be a leader in your family. Lead your children in the way of Christ.
我哋有呢个责任。
We have this responsibility.
我哋小朋友一路长大，面对唔同嘅阶段嘅压力。
As our children grow up, they face different pressures and things throughout different times and stages in their life.
What are you 爱佢带领佢？我哋跳到以弗所书第六章第四节。
Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4.
Teen 父嘅心，我哋继续学天父嘅心。以弗所书第六章第四节。
As we continue to learn the Father heart of God, Ephesians chapter 4 verse, chapter 6 verse 4, sorry.
你们作父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
But you ye ye loge he, don't provoke your children to wrath. 呢个系对父亲一个好大嘅挑战。
This is a great challenge to us as fathers, is it not?
有时我哋会失败喺呢方面。
Sometimes as fathers we fail here.
我知道我有失败。I know that I failed.
Make you 唔好惹佢气。What does it mean not to provoke them?
我觉得系有时令到佢无所适从。
Sometimes it means we cause them that they don't know what you know what should I do. You know,
有时令到佢冇志气。
Sometimes we stifle their willpower to go on.
有时我哋激死佢啊，系咪？
And sometimes we frustrate them.
有时我哋系。令到佢灰心，令到佢唔敢尝试。
Sometimes we make them
灰心系咩啊
？Disappointed,
discouraged.
Yeah, thank you. Discouraged, and they're not willing to go on anymore.
亦都有时咧，我会令到佢系发嬲。
And sometimes as fathers, we even make our children angry at us, right?
唔好惹佢气
，don't provoke them。
讲几个例子，点样惹儿女嘅气
？Give a few examples of what it means to provoke your children。
有时仔女咧细嘅时候咧，扭计发脾气，为咗塞住佢把口，随口噏讲，诶，唔紧要啊。放假嘅时候我带你玩，你而家乖乖地啊，乖乖地。
Sometimes our children, they get put on a temper tantrum, and you know, just to shut them up, to get them quiet, you know, we just
just be quiet now. You know, I promise, I'll take you on my holiday. We'll go someplace. 哇，仔女听到哇，好啊，爸爸放假带我出嚟玩啊。And then, oh yeah, Dad's going to take me on a holiday. 放假嗰日啊，唔记得咗。冇嗰件事，我要佢唔扭计啫嘛，冇呢个计划。
And then it comes a holiday, you know, I forgot about it. I had no plan to take him out. It wasn't my idea. I just wanted to shut him up.
仔女，我哋出街啊，唔得闲啊。
And then our children, I want to go out with you, Daddy.
No time. I'm not free today.
一次又一次，一次又一次，系咪惹佢气？
Time after time after time, doesn't that provoke them?
好多时呢，有啲父母呢，唔明白仔女嘅压力。
So often, as parents, we don't understand the pressure that our children go through.
要求这个考100分,很乖,那个考60分,为什么不是那个啊?
And so often, you know, we say, hey, you need to get 95 on your report card. And then you get 60.
Why did you get 60? Why aren't you as good as your brother?
是不是惹他气啊? 我们以前教会服侍一个太太呢, 她就经常这样说,
There used to be a lady that we would minister to, and she had two children.
她就会跟她子女说,
小学生拿不到100分是不是人来的? 我读书的时候次次100分啊, 你95分, 你有没有面见我? 你是衰的, 你没有100分, 你不要回家。
真的, 不是开玩笑的, 或者他没有说不要回家, 不过是一样的。
She said, primary students should always get 100 on their scores, on their marks. You've only got a 95? What's wrong with you? I'd always get 100. You're terrible. You only got a
95?
If you're growing up in that family, isn't that provoking them to anger?
As parents, we do a lot of these problems, you know.
I always do the wrong thing.
我要跟我的子女道歉。 I need to apologize to my children. 有时他跟我说的事呢, 我不了解清楚答错线。
So often my children are talking about something and I don't understand it, and I somehow think they're saying something that they're not saying and just mess it up. It frustrates them. 爸爸,你经常都是这样。
And then they come to me and say, Dad, you're always like that. 有时呢,没了解清楚,没听清楚事件呢,就已经是骂,就罚。
And sometimes without understanding clearly the situation, I then get a little angry, and I want to punish them for the wrong thing.
太冲动。 Hi-fi.
I react too quickly, too rashly.
这个都是惹儿女的气,
and that provokes them.
所以我们做父亲都是有时会错.
So as fathers, we make mistakes.
我们要学耶稣的爱,怎么去爱我们的儿女?
We need to learn the heart of God, how to love our children.
爱呢,就需要一些基本的东西,你知不知?
To love your children, there's a basic requirement.
你不要以为我生他出来,我当然爱他了。Don't
be deceived, don't say, well, I gave birth to them, of course I love them, they're my children.
爱呢,就需要一样很重要的事。
Love requires some very important element.
我不理是爱妻子,爱丈夫,爱儿女,爱朋友都是一样。
It doesn't matter if you're talking about love between husband and wife or friends or your children. It's the same.
如果你爱一个人,你需要什么?
If you're going to love somebody, what does that love require?
我觉得是需要沟通。
I think it requires communication.
你同不同意啊?
在沟通就可以了解对方,在了解对方可以明白接纳对方。 As you communicate with the person, then you can understand the person. As you understand the person, then you can accept them.
是不是? 你没有沟通,你不明白。
If you don't communicate, you don't understand.
如果你不明白,你怎么爱他?
And if you don't understand, how are you going to love them?
父亲,你花多少时间跟你子女沟通?
As fathers, how much time do you spend communicating with your children?
昨天新闻说,香港新闻, 他抽样,
昨晚查咗之後翻嚟睇新聞先瞓覺。佢話香港父親每日就花五分鐘時間同仔女一齊，我諗五分鐘都算多嘅。
On the news last night, it's in Hong Kong. They did a study yesterday, or just a quick check. I don't know. They said fathers in Hong Kong only spend 5 minutes a day with their children. I think maybe for most families, that's even a lot of time. 你每日花幾多時間同你仔女？ How much time do you spend with your children?
我承認做爸爸有時好難啊。我起身嘅時候仔女已經翻學，有時我翻到屋企嘅時候夜晚佢已經瞓緊覺。
I know sometimes when I get up in the morning, my children are already in school. I've already gone to school. When I come home at night, they're already in bed.
好多時唯一嘅時間就中午一齊食飯，有半個鐘頭一齊食飯，跟住佢去温習。
So often the only time we get to spend time together is at afternoon at lunchtime for half an hour, and then they go and study.
如果夜晚好多時我哋係食三文治乜嘢，跟住佢又喺房裏邊温習，佢喺房裏邊温習。
And so often at nighttime, when maybe I'll just eat a sandwich or something, and this one's in his room studying, and they're in their room studying.
係溝通嘅時間越來越少嘅。
And time to communicate is hard.
現代社會係好難係咪？點抽個時間？
How can we take the time to spend with our children?
你覺得邊樣嘢係重要嘅？賺錢，帶仔女嘅關係。
What is important to you? Making money or your relationship with your children?
冇溝通，冇可能明白，冇可能愛佢。一個大危機，所以我哋又要把握家庭時間越來越難，仔女大的時候越來越難，但要把握家庭時間，或者暑假放假、新年放假、聖誕放假，或者視像、微信，冇計。
So we have to take time. It's in this modern busy world, it's hard sometimes to take time to spend time with the children. So now we've got Skype, that's good, and we've got WeChat and all that, that's good. And how aboutSummer holiday, Christmas holiday, Chinese New Year holiday.
有冇一個禮拜一次嘅時間，如果可以珍惜時間同仔女一齊，好寶貴。
And if you can spend one day a week or 1 hour a week with your children, isn't that precious?
你冇同佢溝通，點明白佢嘅需要
？If you don't spend time with them, how are you going to know what they need?
我時間到咗，冇時間再講，不過我唔可以停嘅。
I know my time is up, but I can't finish here.
我要轉態嘅，向兒女講嘢。
I need to switch gears and talk to children.
因為我哋身為兒女，我哋父母唔完美。
As children, we need to understand our parents are not perfect.
我哋要相信我哋嘅父母係普通人。
We need to accept the fact that our parents are normal people.
你爸爸是一个普通的人。
Your father is just a normal person.
我们小的时候我们觉得爸爸是英雄，超人。
When we were young, we thought that our dad was a hero, a superstar.
我们越长大的时候我们发现到原来爸爸很多问题。
And as we start to grow up, we find out, well, my dad's got a lot of problems, doesn't he? He's pretty messed up.
有時我會覺得，點解我爸爸係咁嘅？
Sometimes we say, why is my dad like that?
我哋要承認，我哋父母只不過係人，我哋係人一個，佢都係人。
We need to recognize that our parents are people like you and me. We're all just people.
係唔完美。
We're not perfect.
我爸爸呢就是一个几好人。
My father was a pretty good guy.
人人都觉得我爸爸是好人。
Most people thought my dad was a good guy.
他又没闹我们，没打我们，没非礼我们，没强奸我们，没性侵犯。
My dad was a pretty good guy. He never yelled at us, never spanked us, he never abused us, he didn't sexually abuse us or any of that garbage. He didn't do any of that.
当爸爸就是一个没什么说话的，但会跟我们讲笑话的。
My dad would never really talk much, but he would tell jokes.
所以没试过跟爸爸讲心事。I've never talked from the heart with my father.
他是那些很理性的挪威人的，即是不会拥抱。
He's a very staunch, stoic Norwegian guy. You know, we never hugged or anything like that. None of this lovey-dovey stuff.
Don't touch me, man.
我们的家庭就是男人就不行啊，咦，核突啊，所以不会拥抱。我的朋友个个都觉得我爸爸几好人。
All of my friends thought my dad was a great guy.
但我爸爸呢，一个星期起码三晚呢就出去喝醉酒，半夜三更才回来。
But about three times a week, my father would go out drinking and come back in the middle of the night drunk.
他回来不会骂我们，但我妈妈会骂他。
He'd come home, he wouldn't yell at us, but my mom would surely yell at him.
有时听到整晚bling bling他这样骂。
Sometimes all night long, I'd hear him yelling.
我爸爸呢就是看咸湿书。看色情刊物。
My dad would always watch pornography and read pornographic magazines.
长大了之后发现到我爸爸有几次的婚外情。
And after I grew a little bit older, I realized my dad had some extramarital affairs.
爸爸不是完美。
My dad was not perfect.
有瑕疵。
He had problems.
他不是超人。
He wasn't Superman.
有时要发现到，当我信耶稣，耶稣宽恕我的罪，我发现到我的罪比爸爸更多。
When I became a Christian and Jesus forgave my sins, I realized I'm more messed up than my father was.
耶稣宽恕我的嘢呢，我爸爸都没一半。
And the things that Jesus had to forgive me from, my father hadn't even committed half of those things that I had committed.
如果耶稣可以宽恕我、赦免我做咁多污秽嘅嘢，点解我唔可以宽恕我爸爸
？And if Jesus has forgiven me of all the things that I did, why can't I forgive my father for the things that he did？
我记得有一日父亲节，我同爸爸去崇拜，完咗之后，我第一次同爸爸讲咁嘅话。
I remember one Father's Day.Went to church with my dad, and afterwards I said this to him, I'd never said it before.
我说爸爸，多谢你养育我，我未曾同你讲过，你好爸爸，我是曳仔，请你宽恕我，但我欣赏你做我爸爸，喜欢你做我爸爸。
I said something to him like, you know, Dad, thank you. I've never said this before, but thank you for raising me. Thank you for being my dad.I've been a bad son, but thank you for being my father and forgive me for the bad things I've done.
那次第一次拥抱我爸爸。
That's the first time I ever hugged my father.
我们是不拥抱。几年之后我爸爸病的叫我传福音俾佢听。
Few years later, when my dad was sick, he asked me to share the gospel with him.
佢就同我讲话：阿仔，我做好多唔好嘅嘢，耶稣可唔可以宽恕我
？And he said to me, you know, I've done all these terrible things. Can Jesus forgive me?
我话爸爸，耶稣可以宽恕你。佢话系咁简单。
He said, it's that simple.
我系咁简单，你请耶稣入你心，做你个人教主，耶稣会宽恕你。
So yes, that's simple. Just ask Jesus into your heart and he will forgive you.
我有机会带我爸爸一起认罪悔改。
And I had the opportunity to lead my father in the sinner's prayer and to become a Christian.
神真的改变了他。他伤害我妈妈好深。但耶稣宽恕了他。
He had hurt my mom's heart, broken my mom's heart, and yet Jesus forgave him.
可能你爸爸都是伤害你心。
Maybe your father has broken your heart.
但你又是伤耶稣的心。
But you have broken God's heart. 耶稣可以宽恕你, and if Jesus can forgive you,
我相信耶稣都可以给你能力去宽恕爱你爸爸。
I believe that Jesus can give you the strength and the courage to forgive your father.
爸爸不是完美, 爸爸都是罪人, 我们都是罪人。
Our fathers are not perfect, they're sinners just like we're sinners.
但是在神里面, 我们可以得到宽恕, 他都可以得到宽恕。
But in God's love, we can receive forgiveness and they can receive forgiveness.
今天, 如果你爸爸希望鼓励你学天父的心,
so if you are a father today, I encourage you to learn the father heart of God.
不要惹你儿女的气, 学习爱他,关心他, 不要偏心, 要花时间跟他沟通。
Don't provoke your children, don't play favorites with your children, learn to love them, learn to communicate with them.
如果你是一个好爸爸,感谢主, 继续学习。
If you're a good father today, praise God. Continue to grow.
但如果你今天你是觉得很难宽恕接纳你爸爸, 求神给你这个爱心, 去包容, 去原谅。
But if you're having struggles this morning, forgiving or accepting your own father, may we pray that Jesus will give us the courage, the ability to love them, to forgive them.
我们一起低头祈祷。 主耶稣，我们多谢你, 你是我们天上的爸爸, 你爱我们爱到底, 你为我们舍己, 你流出你的宝血, 去宽恕我们。 主，我们多谢你，感谢你。
靠耶稣今天呢,
让我们每一个人感受到天父的爱, 让耶稣基督的恩惠在我们心里面, 再一次宽恕我们。 神啊，我不知道我们跟爸爸的关系是怎样, 但是靠耶稣入来医治, 靠耶稣在我们当中是将我们的破碎的心是医好的, 我们有苦涩又恼怒的, 我要交给耶稣你, 靠耶稣给我们得到释放, 得到宽恕, 愿意耶稣基督你的爱充满我们每一个人的心。 如果我们做爸爸，靠主帮助我们, 可能以前做错了些事, 靠主帮我们, 现在改变不怕刺的。 如果我们做儿女, 是被得罪的, 靠耶稣, 是帮助我们复返我们起身。 主，愿意我们大家学习你的话语, 愿意我们的家庭可以是和好。 我们多谢主听我们祷告, 奉耶稣名求。
Amen.